Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 133. Oh, how good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like fine oil upon the head that runs down upon the beard of Aaron, and runs down upon the collar of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon that falls upon the hills of Zion. For there has God ordained the blessing, life forevermore.
A reading from the first letter of John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So when the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord," he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me?
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Before I ask you to be seated, I'm going to ask if there are any children or children at heart who would like to come sit over on the rug so I can talk to you a little bit. And I can see you better and you can see me better. Would that be okay? All right, we've got Neil coming. Good, good. And some others too. All right, will everyone else please be seated? And Gabe, I'm afraid I didn't give you this camera cue, but I'm going to be moving over this way. So today we have, we've been given a message of good news from our bishop, and I'm going to share that, but I'm just going to share the ideas instead of reading out all the words that she gave us. And one of the first things that the bishop wants us to talk about, first of all, do you know our bishop's name? I won't be like quizzing you all the time, but does anyone know our bishop's name? Her name is, yes? Megan. Megan Traquair. So the next time she's here and you see her, you can say hello to the bishop. I'll make sure you know in advance that she's coming, though. So Bishop Megan wanted us to know a few things about this Sunday. And the first one is that it's still Easter. And maybe if you were here last week and you heard all the wonderful Easter songs and you went outside for the Easter egg hunt and you got your basket filled with some goodies, did anyone do that? Did anyone get some goodies for Easter back there too? Good. Have you eaten all the goodies you got for Easter? No, very good. Some of them, a lot of them. Okay, I have sugar, that's it, I eat it all. But what she wants us to remember is that even if we've eaten all of our Easter candy and it doesn't necessarily feel out in the world like it's Easter anymore, in church, Easter is a whole season. So it lasts for 50 days. And we try to do things in church that help us remember that it's still Easter. So I'm wearing these fancy white robes because white or off-white is one of the colors of Easter. Sometimes it's gold. We have up there butterflies because butterflies remind us of new life in Jesus. So that's an Easter season kind of a thing. So that was the first thing that the bishop wants us to remember, is that Easter lasts for 50 days. It lasts longer than Lent, the time that we use to prepare for Easter, and it's a time of celebration and thinking about new life in Jesus during all those 50 days. That was one thing. The other thing she wanted to talk with us about is the story that we heard in today's gospel about Thomas. And he's often called Doubting Thomas. Do you guys know what it means when you doubt something? Like, you're not really sure that you believe it. Like somebody tells you something and it seems like, that's really hard to believe that that's true. That's kind of what a doubt feels like. And in this case, Thomas was one of the people who loved Jesus and who followed Jesus. And he knew that Jesus had died. And then all of his friends started telling him that Jesus was alive again. And that was really hard to believe. So he had some doubts about that. And then a few days later, he was with all of those friends, and he was in a room that was all locked. They had it really safe and tight. And all of a sudden, Jesus was there. And it was like he didn't have to open the door. He just showed up, and he was alive. And they were all so surprised. A lot of the people in the room had seen him already, but still, it was still amazing to see Jesus alive again. And for Thomas, who had had all these doubts, who'd been really thinking that maybe that wasn't true, seeing Jesus right there made him believe. He felt so happy. There was so much joy and so much surprise that it chased all of his doubts away, so he didn't have any doubt anymore. And in some ways, Thomas was really lucky because he got to see that right there. He got to see the person of Jesus alive. And we don't really see that so much in the same way. But we still have stories that we can tell that help us believe, even if we don't have that same experience of being right there in that room with all of those disciples and Jesus. And so the bishop shared a couple of stories to help us remember what it feels like when something so big happens that even though it's a happy thing, it's kind of hard to like take it in. And there were two really good stories that she wanted to share. One is she knew of somebody. This was a long time ago before cell phones and things like that. She knew of a man. He and his wife were about to have a baby. And they were planning to have one baby at a time, like most people do. And he got a phone call to go to the hospital because his wife was having a baby. And he drove his car to the hospital and he got there and they were having twins. They were having two babies. And he had no idea that was going to happen. And he was so happy, but he was so surprised and so sort of knocked off his feet that he went home on the bus. And then he got home and was telling people about the babies, and all of a sudden he thought, I left my car at the hospital. Because he was just that excited and surprised. And sometimes that happens to us. The other story that she told, and this is the last little bit, is she said, if some of you have read the Chronicles of Narnia, like you've maybe The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, some of those books, you may know that in the last book of the series, The Last Battle, Aslan, who's kind of like God in those stories, he comes back and he makes the whole world new. So he takes people out of Narnia and he puts them into this whole new world. And it's absolutely beautiful. There's green grass and rolling hills and flowers and blue skies. It's like the place that everybody would want to be. But there are these dwarves who don't believe it, even though they've been put in this new place that is so beautiful and so wonderful. They still think they're in this dark, dingy stable, and that instead of this wonderful feast, they're eating old radishes. And people keep trying to give them wonderful things to eat and to drink, and it just tastes like radishes and it smells like an old stable, because their hearts hadn't changed yet. So no matter how great a gift God wants to give us, it takes our hearts changing too, to really feel that gift and to not keep doing things the old way, the way we used to do them, because we're in a new life in Christ. And so I'll just read the very end of Bishop Megan's sermon. She says, the ability to see and to take in good news is a gift, and it is the gift that Jesus most wants to give to us. It is the gift that comes with the giving of the Holy Spirit, and we hear that Jesus is doing that for us in these stories. So, my friends, I invite you to enter into our Master's joy. Enter in so that our joy may be complete, that we, with a great fellowship of apostles and believers, may be filled with a warmed, encouraged, and overflowing heart, so that what God intends for good, God does for good in our world and in our lives. We do not need to have a good resume. We do not need to prove our good works. We do not need to pretend we have never sinned. Instead, Jesus comes to us, and whatever is our closed room, our locked room, he comes through every door. He meets us in all of the places where we are most ashamed and are scared to talk to him. And he breathes upon us. He gives us his Holy Spirit so that we may receive his joy. And like Thomas, we can look with eyes open again and say, my Lord and my God. Amen. Thanks for listening to the story, you guys. You were great.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and the world.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, by your grace we are able to see your living presence through the willing eyes of our souls. Even as we acknowledge our moments of doubt, grant us the faith to follow your word and witness to everlasting life in your name. We pray especially for Bishop Megan, our parish clergy, our staff, and all the lay leaders of this church. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord
is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, fill all those in positions of authority with the courage and humility necessary to triumph over the temptations of power and to govern with equity and reverence for all people and all creation. We pray especially for the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor of California, and our city and county officials. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, restore wholeness to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and refresh the energy of those who give them care. We now join together to pray for those in need, especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. For all those affected by natural disasters, including this week's earthquake in Taiwan and severe storms in the U.S. And we pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, Michael L., Garda J., Carol G., Mary H., James and Kathy W., Susan and Jim W., Lenine B., Susan, David S., Doug and Joanne W., Mark B., and Nicholas B. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, we pause in this moment to offer you our heartfelt thanksgiving for all the blessings of this life. With thankful hearts, we pray especially for the members of this church who made our Holy Week and Easter services possible through their generous gifts of time, talent, and treasure. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, you have broken the power of earthly death. Now bring light to the darkness of those who grieve, as all of heaven is alive with joy, receiving all those we love into eternal bliss.
We pray for the repose of the soul of Tony Calvillo and for his family and friends who mourn.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Lord God in Christ, who was and is to come, release us from the limits of our anxious minds, and in so doing, free our souls to seek our fulfillment in you. We ask all this through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and the unwavering love of our Creator, who together with you reign as one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements, and Elise is here. Where is Elise? Ta-da! Just like you came through without the door opening.
My choice was to walk in front of you or walk around the back.
Thank you.
Did not
much.
Want to walk in front.
Thanks.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Elise Keddie of the Vestry, and want to just make you aware of a few of the announcements in our yellow announcement sheet, which, of course, we all hope that you take these home because there's plenty of other things to pay attention to. But three things in particular. First, I'd like to start by, again, thank you so much for your generosity. Over $1,200 was raised in the Good Friday offering. That's going to the province of Jerusalem in the Middle East. The Easter offering, just under $4,200 was raised for those collections, and that is being divided evenly between Episcopal Relief and Development's Middle East Fund, as well as the Belfry, our Lutheran Episcopal Campus Ministry Center here in Davis. Next, I want to mention that the Seeds of Justice discussion group is continuing and will take place this Tuesday, I believe at 6:30. The first session, about 20 were in attendance. So remarkable turnout. If you did not attend the first session, you're very welcome to come. It sounds like it's a very active discussion of the book, No, We Are Here, Voices of Native California Resistance. And the one request is if you are interested and plan to come, please let the church office know or Pamela know, just so they make sure that there's enough seating for everyone. And finally, a special call out in a few weeks, St. Martin's Choir will be presenting The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass, and that is being held Sunday the 21st at 4 p.m. I cannot emphasize enough, this is a big deal. It's a remarkable piece of music, and it will be interspersed with poems. I can tell you, I can personally vouch, we've been working really hard on this for quite some time, and really encourage everyone to come as they are able. And like I say, it's something unique. I cannot emphasize enough how much time and effort Suzanne and Jeffrey have put into this, shaping it specifically around the singers who are going to be presenting. So thanks much.
Thank you. And after the glorious music that we had on Easter, I'm sure you will all be looking forward to this. It's also, the concert is also in honor or in celebration of Earth Day, so there are a lot of reasons to turn out for it. Do we have celebrations and milestones today? I know we had at least...
We have two birthdays. Great. So Dennis Wilcox celebrated a birthday last week, and Sherry Zhang is celebrating birthday this coming week, and it looks like Janet's got another one.
Today for your son.
Looks like Alessa,
when is your birthday? Is it today?
No.
Oh, so we just missed it. Okay, and somebody back here. Yes, my friend. And Colette had a birthday last week. It is birthday season. That's so cool. And Carol, were you starting to say something? I thought somebody back here started to say something. Okay. It's your daughter-in-law, that, right? That we were... Okay. Fantastic. So page 4, we say together the prayer under celebrations and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a couple of notes. One is, well, before I say about communion, if you're new here, just to recognize that today is a first Sunday of the month, and that's why it's a little more informal than our usual Sunday 10 a.m. service. We don't have a vested choir, but you all are welcome to join the choir at the anthem. That's what we call our pop-up choir. And we don't have a full sermon usually, and some other things that we do to try to make it a little more kid-friendly, because on the first Sunday of the month, we don't have godly play. So we're all here together. The other thing is just about communion. We have two stations up front. And on one side, I intinct the host, I dip the host into the wine and hand it to you to put in your hand. And on the other side, the host and the chalice with the wine are separate. So when you come down the middle aisle, you get to choose which side you will receive from. I think that is all, except everyone is welcome to receive communion. You can come forward and ask for a gluten-free host if you need it. You can cross your arms, meaning you would just like a blessing. Or if you can't come forward, let an usher know, and we will bring communion to you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
This little light of
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God, through Jesus Christ, your eternal word, the wisdom from on high by whom you created all things. You laid the foundations of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, Holy One of blessing. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we shout with joy. And honor are yours, Creator of all. Your word has never been silent. You called a people to yourself as a light to the nations. You delivered them from bondage and led them to a land of promise. Of your grace, you gave Jesus to be human, to share our life, to proclaim the coming of your holy reign, and to give himself for us a fragrant offering. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. We thank you that on the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so, remembering all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection and ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory and presenting to you these gifts your earth has formed and human hands have made, we acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of your Christ. Grant that we, burning with your Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ, and in the fullness of time, gather us with Blessed Martin and all your people into the joy of our true eternal home. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we worship you, our God and Creator, in voices of unending praise. Blessed are you, now and forever. Amen. And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.